This is New Beginnings, hosted by award-winning broadcaster and speaker Freddie Bell. A program for and about America's 78 million baby boomers. Here's your host, Freddie Bell.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome back to New Beginnings. This is where we try to change lives and give you information to help you to navigate through life's ups and downs. And with us on the program is our co-host, as always, Mr. Joe McKenzie. He turns candidates into contenders. His website is RippleConnects.com. And we talk about that often, Joe McKenzie. We gloss over it. But what, in 30 seconds, what do you do to turn candidates into contenders?
We help individuals that are looking to reinvent, recalibrate their careers through specific teaching and curriculum that gets them ready to interview, gets them ready to network, gets them ready to talk about their transferable skills and really uncover the real job needs in any new position that they may be looking at.
All right. And coming up in just a couple of weeks, the country will be celebrating Thanksgiving. And this week we're talking about cultivating the habit of being grateful. How do you cultivate a grateful habit, Joe McKenzie?
Well, you look around and see what good things that are happening to you. And yes, we're entering that season of being thankful, but having it 12 months every day of the year, because there's so many good things that happen to us. If we even just are grateful for that, our lives are so much more fulfilled if we see that and not just wait for one holiday to do that, but cultivating that habit of being grateful and really helps us to get through some of the tougher times in our lives. Do you agree with that statement, Freddie?
I do. I mean, gratefulness really opens you up to so many different possibilities. And you mentioned a key word. You said authentic ways to acknowledge people. What do you mean authentic?
I think it's being authentic, meaning it doesn't have to be a monetary valuable thing that you have to do. Reaching out with a short note, just expressing your gratitude towards someone taking that time or sharing that resource or just listening, that note can be the most authentic way you can express yourself. A phone call can be a very authentic way to express yourself and thanking that person for being grateful for that person in their life, buying a cup of coffee for someone. It's the authentic way that aligns with what you feel is good for you and good for them. That's really unique to you, genuine to you. And that's why I always encourage being authentic. Freddie, I know that the first time we ever got on the airways together years ago, writing a short note to you made me smile from ear to ear, because those first moments on radio with you meant that much to me. And I wanted to express that in my own words. And I smiled when I put it in the mail.
And I smiled when I received it.
That's how I felt.
It was great, and I remember getting that card. I mean, I get a lot of notes and cards and so forth, but that one stands out. Number one, because of when it came. Number two, from whom it came, and the messaging. And I mentioned to you that no one before had ever sent a gratitude card like that or a thank you card like that, and no one else has done it since. And that's the special place that it holds. And I think, as I mentioned earlier, that it does open you up. It does help to create that mindset of just being grateful in your everyday lives.
I agree with that wholeheartedly, Freddie. And I know that writing those types of cards or picking up that phone or even just a short message for the good things that that come to you. And that mindset helps you have a more fulfilled life and a positive outlook. And it also helps the person who's on the receiving end of that. Acknowledgement is such a critical piece of this. Many people go above and beyond for us, or just are there for us, listen to us. They may not even have to say a word, but we know that they're in our court during tough times and we're going to be there for them. Just acknowledging that is critical during this time of reflecting in this season of thanks. And how do we transform that, or I should say, how do we integrate that into our daily life is probably the path that I think brings most fulfillment for somebody.
I believe so. That's the key to carrying it out, is not only being grateful during the month of November or during the week of Thanksgiving, but finding that way to carry that gratefulness throughout the year. And I have to mention that I was on Minnesota's program, Minnesota Live, I believe it is, just a couple of weeks ago. And I talked about being grateful, having an attitude of gratitude. It's an attitude. That means, as you mentioned earlier, a mindset. And I challenged our viewers at that time, and I challenge our listeners now. Today, just write down three things for which you're grateful. It could be a person, a place, or a thing. But I think in the act of writing it, and I'm not talking about typing it on your tablet, but taking out a piece of paper and a pencil or a pen, and just writing down three things for which you're grateful, and then notice the change that happens in your life.
Wow. That is truly how, when you write those notes, when you pick up that phone, mm-hmm. and you acknowledge and you're grateful for that person and what they've done for you, and how you're open to it, and you will be there for them. Freddie, we live in a fast-paced world. We live in a world that we don't always are in a positive mindset, but just being open to that attitude of gratitude more than likely keeps us in better, positive, fulfilling mindset than if we didn't adopt it. Do you agree with that? That just adopting it every day helps us to stay in a better place, better positive space?
Absolutely. It's a two-way thing. I don't think you can give or express gratitude. I don't think you can send a note. I don't think you can call someone and share with them what you're thinking about them or how you feel about them without it changing the sender as well.
Yes. And that's the most, I think that's the most powerful piece of all this, is that it's a win-win for all parties involved.
You know what I found out, Joe McKenzie, that when you adopt this mindset, as you just mentioned, where everybody, we're talking with Joe McKenzie about cultivating the habit of being grateful. What I found is that when you start to cultivate this activity, is that it'll just pop up. You'll start thinking about, who can I send a note to today? Who can I call today? Who can I send an email to today, just to let them know, if nothing else, that their name crossed my mind. I thought about an experience that we had together, or I'm looking forward to the opportunity, as you often mention, of having that cup of coffee. I think that changes the whole dynamic of interpersonal relationship and career relationships.
Oh, I wholeheartedly agree, Freddie. And, you know, when we overlay our careers, think of how many people have gotten us where we are today. And we didn't do it alone. We had that help. And then think of who we've helped along the way. And really, it replicates, and it's a win-win for everybody involved. Because when we stop to think about where we are now, often many people were involved in getting us where we needed to be. And then following through with that acknowledgement and showing your gratitude in a very simple or authentic way, just permeates it. You embody that each and every day, and that offsets a lot of the negative things that can happen in a career, or changes in a career, or stress in a career, because of that adoption of that mindset. We're better for it, because we're going in daily, and like you said, you think of someone and then you acknowledge them, and your day has changed.
It is change. And it's interesting. So if you were to think about this, Joe McKenzie, of cultivating the attitude of being grateful, what would you suggest to our listeners today that they can do right now to start to have an impact on that very dynamic?
Well, as we enter this Thanksgiving season, think of, you know, from the career perspective, think about, who are those people that helped you get where you wanted to go? And start there. Start with a short note. Start with a phone call. Start with an acknowledgement. Very simple, but authentic will go a long way. And watch what happens to you when you put that card in the mail and just know that in about 2-3 days, someone is going to have that impact of your acknowledging and you being grateful for them.
Well said, Joe McKenzie. He is the founder of Ripple Connects. He turns candidates into contenders. I'm Freddie Bell, and this is New Beginnings.
If you are ready to reinvent, recalibrate, or retool your career, Ripple Connects can help. That's RippleConnects.com. We work one-on-one with our clients in a safe, collaborative fashion designed to significantly improve the likelihood of landing the ideal engagement. Take control of your job search and create your ideal future. Engage with Ripple Connects, where we turn candidates into contenders. For more information, RippleConnects.com.
The Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, SNAP, Minnesota Family Investment Program, MFIP, and WIC Nutrition, along with other available programs, can help you buy food while budgets are tight. SNAP, MFIP, and WIC benefits can help families access additional support as well, including health screenings, emergency assistance, nutrition education, and employment training. Apply online at applymn.dhs.mn.gov. This message is powered by the Minnesota Department of Health.
Hi, everybody. Before we step aside to go to our next segment on New Beginnings, it's always a pleasure. And we do want to let you know that we do enjoy bringing you the program each week at this time on your favorite radio station. If you'd like more information about any of the programs that you hear from our experts and our list of people who are directly involved in the work that we share with you at New Beginnings, we invite you to call me at 888-639-9738. Now, you didn't know that telephone number was going to come at you so quickly. Here's that number once again, 888-639-9738. Also, you can go to my webpage. It's simply Freddie Bell, F-R-E-D-D-I-E-B-E-L-L, FreddieBell.com, and click on the radio page, and it'll take you to New Beginnings. And there you can find this week's program and programs actually for the last 5 years. You can find that information right there on our website, simply FreddieBell.com. Here's the telephone number again, 888-639-9738. There are many people like me who don't have a problem just picking up the telephone and calling. If you'd like to email me, it's simply Freddie@FreddieBell.com. F-R-E-D-D-I-E. Freddie@FreddieBell.com. We'd love to hear from you. And if there are topics that you'd like for us to discuss that you haven't heard yet on New Beginnings, we'd love to entertain that thought. Still to come, we have more great information for you as we continue our program each week at this time on your favorite radio station. Again, FreddieBell.com, the telephone number 888-639-9738. We always enjoy hearing from you, and thank you for making New Beginnings a point at listening each week. Right here.
Introducing the New Beginnings Podcast, featuring career, health, and financial information for people on the go. To get your fresh start, visit FreddieBell.com/New Beginnings. Check out the New Beginnings podcast today.
You're listening to New Beginnings.
New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome back to New Beginnings. And joining us right now is Elizabeth Ebert. She is the Vaccine Outreach Director for COVID-19 Vaccine Equity and Engagement from the Minnesota Department of Health. And we are seeing this week that right now the numbers for COVID incidents, people coming in contact with COVID testing positive, are the highest so far this year. Is it a seasonal, or what's going on at this point, Elizabeth Ebert?
Yes, we are seeing that. We are seeing numbers going up. And I mean, I think we all, from the start of this Delta variant that has been spreading, you know, we knew that it was going to hit us hard, and it certainly has. In response, you know, we've been opening up new testing facilities, with more opening just this week I think in Marshall and Albert Lea, with more to come. We've had a slew of new openings to continue to encourage people to get testing so that we can, you know, hopefully better do some tracing on that end and, you know, just try and minimize the spread as much as possible on that end, as well as continuing to encourage vaccination, which obviously I'm all about.
Can you tell us right now, or is it too early to discern where the infections are coming from at this point? I know last year we could fairly well isolate communities of color, assisted living or congregant care. Do we know anything at this point?
You know, our epi team is still working on sort of isolating those and trying to understand some more trends and seeing where cases are popping up more certainly. And I think we'll be able to share more information about that, you know, hopefully soon. But at this point, as far as a widespread mitigation efforts, it's really still encouraging people. Like, if you feel like you've had an exposure, you feel like, you know, something's not quite right here, please go get tested. And of course, hopefully prevent future spread by getting vaccinated.
Are you hearing fewer cases of people who are deliberating or being hesitant about taking the vaccine as in the last 90 days or so?
You know, I think that it sort of ebbs and flows and it depends a little bit. I think certainly as new groups have become eligible for vaccine, some of the concerns have shifted from being about themselves personally, maybe to being about their children, for example. And so we continue to come up with different ways to approach some of those concerns and offer good information to help people get to, yes, I feel comfortable getting vaccinated myself. I feel comfortable getting my children vaccinated, for example.
So as a matter of fact, children now between the ages of 5 and 11 are now eligible for the vaccines.
That's true. It was big news coming through for children and families with the Pfizer vaccine now approved for children ages 5 to 11. As we remember, it was previously approved for people 12 and older. And this is a dose that's one third the amount of those for the older population. That's 10 micrograms. And to get ready for the announcement as a state, we had pre-ordered vaccines for the age group. So that really, as soon as it came through, we were ready to go. As far as where you can find pediatric vaccines, of course, if you have a primary care provider, certainly reach out to them directly for guidance. Or you can also turn to the state's webpage. We have a new webpage dedicated to pediatric and youth vaccines. It's a really great resource. And you can find that at mn.gov/COVID-19/vaccine/vax. That's V-A-X for kids. There you'll be able to see a list of, I think, some 370 plus sites across the state that are offering pediatric and youth vaccines. That's at healthcare providers, clinics, pharmacies, federally qualified health centers. And then as far as our state operated sites, the Mall of America is really serving as our premier location, state location for pediatric vaccines. And you don't need an appointment, but if you do, you can again visit our website I just listed, or you can call 833-431-2053.
Can you talk about the supply of vaccine, not only for the children, but for those looking for boosters?
Sure. So like I mentioned, for children, we had put out a pre-order for vaccines. Those came through directly to the state. We have all of that pre-order in at this time. And also shipments of the Pfizer dose for children were sent directly from the federal government to pharmacies. So they are out there, and certainly would encourage your listeners to take advantage of all those locations I listed: healthcare providers, pharmacies, clinics, our state-run site, et cetera. As far as booster doses, yes, those two are also available at many different locations. I would like to highlight, as far as our state-run sites, our Mall of America location, as well as our MSP airport locations, are both offering booster doses of at the airport Johnson & Johnson, and at Mall of America, Johnson & Johnson and Pfizer. So you can certainly take advantage of those two. I also like to point people to the CDC vaccine map. It's really quite helpful. You can find it at www.vaccines.gov/search. And the reason, and you can also use our Find My Vaccine map, of course, for the state of Minnesota. But the reason I think that the CDC vaccine map can be very helpful for people is that you're able to search for appointments near you by vaccine type. So if you're looking for Johnson & Johnson, if you're looking for Moderna, if you're looking for Pfizer, you can filter it out using those options and then also entering a zip code, and then it overlaps it that way. Just like our map, it provides you with contact information, hours of operation that then you can reach out to directly.
And you've mentioned that either booster from Pfizer or Johnson & Johnson, we can mix and match those booster shots as well.
That's right. You can mix and you can match, and really, you know, it's a personal decision, and you can talk to a healthcare provider about it too if you have any concerns about what to do. But the CDC, the FDA, they've left that up to the individual to say, you know what, I'm going to do what's best for me and or what's available and has more appointments. So there's a lot of agency when it comes to that.
We're talking with Elizabeth Ebalt. She is the Vaccine Outreach Director for the Minnesota Department of Health. Let's talk about the incentives now, for especially for 12 to 17-year-old incentives. I've got to say that the Minnesota Department of Health is really getting creative.
Oh, yeah. We will never not be creative. We do have a whole new program, which I've mentioned before. It's called Kids Deserve a Shot. It's fantastic. It's for 12 to 17-year-old populations. And there are two main programs or two main opportunities with then some subsequent opportunities that are just as cool. So the first one is if you completed your vaccine series, you can be eligible for a $200 Visa gift card. That just opened, the registration for that just opened this week. So you can go onto our website, put in information, and get access to this $200 Visa gift card. Or you can be entered, if you've completed your vaccine anytime within 2021, you can enter for an opportunity to win one of five $100,000 college scholarships to attend any higher education institution in the state of Minnesota, not nonprofit institution in the state of Minnesota. So that's great. And in addition to that, we also announced some new prizes where we partnered with all of the professional sports team in the state, as well as some of the U of M college teams. We have some concert opportunities at First Avenue, some sort of behind the scenes zookeeper for a day with Como Zoo. There's a bunch of stuff on there. So you can go onto our website, mn.gov/COVID-19/vaccine/vaccine-rewards, to see all of the rewards available and enter there.
Kids do deserve a shot. Elizabeth Ebalt, I can't thank you enough for sharing with us on New Beginnings, and we look forward to talking to you again real soon.
Yes, can't wait to be back. Thank you.
All right, and our show continues right now.
Minnesota is home to a robust network of more than 300 food shelves that may be able to offer additional food support to families and individuals who are suffering from hunger. Hunger Solutions can locate a food shelf near you. Call the Minnesota Food Helpline at 1-888-711-1151, 888-711-1151, or use the interactive map at hungersolutions.org. This message powered by the Minnesota Department of Health.
And now it's time for this week's Point of Focus.
I have a great time with my life, and I want to share it.
Nowadays, a lot of people think of positivity and optimism as something unrealistic, something almost delusional.
It teaches the cultivation of peace of mind as a power center out of which comes driving energy.
This is life and enterprise management.
I love living. I think that's infectious. It's something that you can't fake.
When I begin a new project or I make a change in my life, I don't necessarily need all the answers from the very start. That's our point of focus, being ready. Moment by moment, day by day, I listen to and learn from all the sources that are available to me. And as I tune in, the answers come. Confident of my abilities, I eliminate procrastination and I begin to act even more decisively. I don't know about you, but I don't worry about what might happen in the future or someday, because I know that I'm ready to be a full expression of all the information that I have at my hands right now. And for that, I'm grateful that I have the opportunity to fulfill my heart's desires. When you align your thoughts and you get into action, you're ready to move steadily ahead toward your heart's desires. If you'd like to learn more, all you have to do is visit me at www.freddiebell.com or call 888-639-9738. Or you can reach me by email. It's freddie@freddiebell.com. freddie@freddiebell.com.
Minneapolis Public Housing is right now on New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome back to New Beginnings. And joining us right now is the property manager for the Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center, is Kitty Harris. Good morning, Kitty.
Good morning, Freddie. How are you?
Unbelievable. Glad you're with us this weekend. And I know that if people would love to get in contact with you, before we get started, can you give us important contact details?
Yes. Our phone number is 612-344-2221. Or you can stop by and visit us at 1015 4th Avenue North in Minneapolis.
And speaking of the Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center, you had a really big event that just happened this past Wednesday.
Yes, this past Wednesday we hosted our fourth blood drive with the American Red Cross. This is something that we have been doing ongoing as a community give back, and we are very happy we had all of our appointment slots filled. So we had 32 out of 32 people show up in order to donate blood. So we're very happy. We look forward to continuing this in 2022 with having our blood drives at the center.
That's really interesting because you've got another big event happening this weekend. It's a two-day event. And with 100% participation with the blood drive, this vaccination event coming up, does that give you a forecast for how you think it might go?
Well, we know the vaccine clinic that we're having today and tomorrow, which is hosted by the Lau Center of Minnesota, one of our on-site partners. We know that it's going to be successful. The first 300 people to register, we're going to receive the $50 gift card to get the booster shot. And so we've had such a great response for the community. We're excited to see people come out. People can register same day, so they can come by today, 1015 4th Avenue North, or they can come by tomorrow. We will be running this vaccine clinic from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., offering the Pfizer booster for adults ages 18 plus. But you must have received your first and second dose in order to get this booster shot. But we're just so excited to be able to continue to offer these vaccine clinics for the community and do our part as a health and wellness center in moving the needle.
This is really unique in that this is a booster shot only. Now, what vaccines will be available today and tomorrow?
So today only, we're going to have the Pfizer vaccine. So it's going to be available today and tomorrow. We will continue to hold vaccine clinics throughout the winter months as well. A couple of weeks ago, we did a breast cancer event where we did screenings, flu shots, and first vaccine shots. And so as people are calling to partner with us, the center is just answering the phone and trying to meet the need and schedule as many of these that we can and be present in the community to help. So if anybody has any information or they want any information about how to get their first dose, their second dose, their booster, a flu shot, a free mammogram, any of that, they can certainly give us a call. 612-344-2221. We'll be able to direct them to one of our on-site partners that's helping to do this great work in the community.
So what do the participants need to bring with them after the registration has taken place? What do they need to show up with today and tomorrow?
Today and tomorrow, they just need to show up with their ID to show that they are 18 plus. If they are wanting to get information about where to go for the other shots, we have that information as well, but they just need to show up. Masks are required, of course, in the building, but they just need to bring a photo ID and their vaccination card to show that they have received dose one and two, if available.
Boy, this is really in the wheelhouse of the Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center. I'm sure other big events are coming. Do you have a date yet on future events, or should we just wait and just keep up to date as we go?
Well, one thing people can do is they can definitely go to Facebook and look up Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center to see all of our upcoming programs and events. We also post information about community things. Our previous partnership with 10,000 Things, where we used to host our free plays at the center, we're not having them on site, but they are still doing them for the community with a pay as what you can kind of program. So we've been promoting that for this fall. So we want people to continue to support 10,000 Things, as well as our on-site partner, Alive and Kickin', has brought back their community sing-outs. And so that's going to be happening the second Monday of every month. And so the best way for people to know about our ongoing programming, events, activities, things that we have, giveaways, is to go to our Facebook page, facebook.com, Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center, or like I said, to just give us a call, 612-344-2221. We love to hear from people. We love to talk to the community and just give them more information about all of these valuable resources.
Well said. That's Kitty Harris, the property manager for the Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center, and you're listening to New Beginnings.
This is the Real Possibilities Update, your guide to all the exciting things that are happening with AARP in the Twin Cities. Because if you don't think real possibilities in the Twin Cities when you think AARP, well, then you don't know ARP. You see, AARP is hosting free Movies for Grown-Ups screenings at theaters across the metro. They're helping protect families from identity theft and scams with the AARP Fraud Watch Network. And AARP volunteers are helping people in need complete their tax returns free of charge. So whether you're a caregiver, someone who's trying to save for retirement, or if you just want to save money and connect with friends and neighbors for fun at local events, then AARP has resources for you. Get to know AARP and see all the real possibilities right here in the Twin Cities at aarp.org/twincities.
You're listening to New Beginnings. New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
There are a lot of people who are hungry, and there are many more who are wondering what food they're going to be putting on their table this evening to feed themselves and their families. And the pandemic has not made this any easier. This food insecurity is really ravaging our nation. Noreen Springstead is the executive director of Why Hunger. It's a 45-year-old global organization working in more than 30 countries to end hunger and to advance the human rights to nutritious food. They do this by doing a number of different things. Why has and how has the pandemic exacerbated the system that we have right now with hunger?
Freddie, it's so good to be with you this morning. I'm sure your listeners have experience just how difficult COVID has been and how we've all needed to stretch our dollars to make things work and be in those lines at the supermarket, but also have friends and family members and neighbors who have had to go to food banks and food pantries and food shelves to make ends meet and ensure that their family has nutritious food. So during the height of the pandemic, more than 50 million Americans were experiencing hunger. Those numbers have come down a little bit because there's been lots of good support out there, but still, it is a crisis in our country. 1 in 9 kids experience hunger, and there's lots of great organizations on the ground helping people. What Why Hunger does is we run a national hunger hotline, so if you're hungry and need of help, you can call 1-800-5-HUNGRY, and we'll point you to a local place where you can get food. And we want to move those numbers down this holiday season. We believe nutritious food is a human right, and no one should go hungry.
We're talking with Noreen Springstead. She is a part of a wonderful organization trying to end hunger and advance the human rights to nutritious food. You've been with this organization and you've seen a lot of ups and downs in our country with regard to food insecurities, at least since the early 90s. Is that right?
That's right. I started at the front desk. I've been with the organization for 29 years. I'm now the executive director and have certainly witnessed this very long-standing hunger crisis. We call it an emergency food system. And Freddie, I don't know about you, but 29, 30, 40, 50 years later, it's not an emergency. This is an entrenched social problem that is completely solvable when people earn living wages, when they're not stretching their dollars to pay their mortgage or their rent or their prescription drugs, and they can have the dignity to feed their family. That's how we solve hunger over the long term. So you're right. There have been ups and downs in this crisis, and we see hunger spike when there's a natural disaster, when there's an economic downturn, and certainly during the COVID-19 pandemic.
And people of color seem to have, they experience more of this than any other sector in our country.
You're absolutely right. People of color experience health issues, hunger issues, social issues at higher, disproportionately higher rates than the rest of the population. That was true with the COVID pandemic and the health crisis and the hunger crisis that really went hand in hand with that. So one of the things Why Hunger does is invest in grassroots organizations. We have prioritized investing in Black-led organizations. That could be a Black-run farm, a community organization that's helping to implement solutions that will transform and last, that prioritize human dignity, self-sufficiency, economic activity, and we're really, really proud of that part of our strategy.
What about these people who have wonderful jobs? Maybe they're working at Amazon, and we go to the grocery store, and we're reading the stories, we see it on news, we broadcast it here at our radio station about the barges out on the sea, full of goods, full of services, and you go to the grocery store right now, and the prices are astronomically high. Gas prices are high, and now we're having to make a decision, a person with a full-time job, as to whether or not we forego this meal or that meal to pay for prescriptions. Maybe I should skip prescriptions, too, because it's so high. So how do you protect the dignity of an individual who is well-positioned enough? They work 40 hours a week, but they can't afford anything because everything is just too high for them.
Freddie, you are illuminating the broader social, economical, political context of the problem. What does it mean to live a dignified American life? If you work 40 hours plus, many people are working multiple jobs, you should not be hungry. That should be the most fundamental human right. So in the context of these supply chain problems and inflation, right, that's the world we're living in right now. People who are working should not be on a food line. I think we can all agree to that, which means these big corporations, you mentioned Amazon, they need to pay a living wage so that their workers are not on SNAP, which is food stamps, or their workers are not waiting in a food line. That's the world we need to move into. That's the broader context of social change that will end hunger for good and ensure that nutritious food is a human right.
So what can we do as a city? What can we do as a state right now, Noreen?
So we believe at Why Hunger that you got to run two tracks. We have to meet people's immediate food needs. We cannot let people go hungry. I think there's a moral obligation to make sure that people have access to food. There's lots of incredible organizations in Minnesota doing that work. You could find more if you go to whyhunger.org/findfood. You can put your zip code in and see what's going on in your local community so that you can get your immediate food needs met. Or you can call 1-800-5-HUNGRY and we'll get you connected to a local place to help you during a hunger crisis. On the other track, we have to invest in grassroots organizations on a local level that are ensuring access but are also creating better health outcomes, helping move people out of poverty, so pathways out of poverty. There are incredible organizations, soup kitchens, food pantries that are working very holistically, not to just meet the immediate food needs, but to change the future of that person's relationship with hunger. So that's what we're doing on a national level, too. There was a historic constitutional amendment that passed in the state of Maine for the right to food, and you're going to see that start taking hold across the nation so that we do not have to address the hunger crisis solely by handing out food to people, that people can live dignified lives, earning good wages, and taking care of their own families.
We only have a few seconds left. You have a hungerthon underway right now.
That's right. Hungerthon is a radio tradition, so it's great to be on the radio with you. If you go to hungerthon.org, you can contribute to Why Hunger. We have some incredible gifts for you, John Lennon gifts and Bruce Springsteen, and a T-shirt, Nutritious Food is a Human Right. So if you go to hungerthon.org, you can join this national radio campaign to end hunger for good.
Noreen Springstead, I can't thank you enough for being with us and talking about how we can make everybody have a healthy meal every time they get ready. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much, Freddie.
If you're ready to reinvent, recalibrate, or retool your career, Ripple Connects can help. Visit RippleConnects.com. We work one-on-one with our clients in a safe, collaborative fashion designed to significantly improve the likelihood of landing the ideal engagement. Take control of your job search and create your ideal future. Engage with Ripple Connects, where we turn candidates into contenders. Go to RippleConnects.com.
Our show features the concerns of America's 78 million baby boomers in employment, finance, health and nutrition, and even entertainment. Every day is a chance for a fresh start.
As New Beginnings continues, we now take you to the spirituality portion of our program, where we introduce the senior minister of Unity South Twin Cities, the Reverend James Stacy. We now join Reverend Stacy with a program already in progress.
So many of us were raised with the idea that we're here on earth. Heaven, whatever we called it, the place where the Creator of all dwelt, that they were far apart. Or the idea of creation, that God set up the earth, humanity, and all the creatures were like a masterpiece of His creation, and then He just went off to other things. Again, a separation. But today I want us to catch the idea, or for those of us that hold it dear, to even deepen its meaning of what it is to acknowledge unity. Again, not just our church, not just the teachings that we offer, but this universal unity. We know it so well from our prayer for protection. And last week when Gerald Evans spoke, he was gracious enough and also brave enough to ask me up at the end of the service to have a little final remark. He didn't know what I would do. I didn't know what I would do. But that's good, because when we live in the mystery of not knowing what to do next, as we relax, we gradually go toward our faith, or what is most essential to us. And so I brought up that line. We speak it every Sunday. Perhaps you use it throughout the week, the prayer for protection. And the line, wherever we are, God is. You may notice that among our unity centers throughout the world, there's a little variation in speaking that prayer. Some people like to add after that line, and all is well. Or sometimes our young people like to say, and all is swell. Well, the author of that prayer, James Dillett Freeman, said it belongs to the people. Do what you will with it. But for me, because I'm a traditionalist in many ways, I like the prayer as it was written, because that final line just takes you to this place of knowing that you're not alone. You're not separated from your Creator, because wherever you are, God is. Wherever we are, God is. And so when I hear that beautiful lyric of Imagine, being raised in the church, imagine. No religion, too? Well, is that a put-down? Is that a put-down of religious spiritual traditions? No. It's imagining this, that we live as one. We live with a complete understanding that our Creator, the force of life within us, that power that brought us into being, did not leave us alone. did not desert us, but is with us with every breath, every beat of our heart. And when the day comes that that physical rhythm in our body ceases, God is still with us. David, in Psalm 139, says many things. But one point that he makes so beautifully in that psalm is, where can I go from you? Where can my spirit flee to get away from my God and Creator? If I go to the heights of heaven or the heights of thought, you are there with me. If I make my bed in Sheol or hell, you are there too. If I go to the furthest limits of the sea, you're already there waiting for me. This idea that we live as one, not only with our Creator, but with all people. For if we're all created by God, there's a part within me that recognizes the divine life in you. We have come forth from one source. Yet do we always acknowledge that in others? This week, Adam mentioned that we would be holding a prayer vigil on Thursday as we join with Silent Unity in their annual World Day of Prayer, which is a celebration of the power of prayer. Now, Silent Unity, of course, has maintained a constant prayer vigil 24/7 since approximately 1891. A prayer of 130 years without missing a beat, a day, even a moment. And so they ask churches like ours to join on World Day of Prayer, to join them in a vigil. And so on Thursday, we'll have the opportunity. It is all a silent prayer vigil, although participants are given prayer materials that they can use to support their prayer activity. And you're invited to come for a 30-minute period, entering and leaving quietly as others pray. If you would like to experience that, please sign up in the rotunda after today's service. If you would like to experience one-on-one prayer, our good prayer chaplain, Yvette Trotman, will meet you in the garden after the service for a time of prayer. Just go back there and say, would you hold me in prayer for my health, the joyous celebration in my life this time, my change in careers, something about the world that concerns me. Just say, Yvette, pray with me. Now, my lesson today was entitled Jacob's Ladder. And it takes the same idea that the Beatles sang in our lifetimes, at least most of us, and we go back almost 4,000 years to the patriarch Jacob. Just to set the scene, the patriarchs that stand as the foundation of Judaism, Christianity, and Islam all began with Abraham. Then Abraham's son Isaac, and then Isaac's son Jacob, who we're talking about today. And also by tradition, their wives are called the matriarch of the Abrahamic religions. And they deserve their credit too for what their lives played out and inspired to us, even in 2021. The matriarchs Sarah, Rebecca, Leah, and Rachel are all buried in the area of Hebron. And if you remember, when we do the white stone ceremony at the beginning of the year, you each receive a piece of stone that has come from the mines in Hebron, Israel, right in the area where the patriarchs and matriarchs are laid to rest. Now, that just sort of sets a background of the period we're talking about.
You just heard a message coming from the Reverend James Stacy, the senior minister of Unity South in the Twin Cities. More information is found at their website at unitysouth.org.
Did you know that now you can see and hear Sunday morning services from Unity South Twin Cities? Search Unity South Twin Cities online and Facebook and catch the live stream Sunday mornings at 10:30 on Facebook.com.
RippleConnects.com, connecting you to your better future. Hi, I'm Joe McKenzie, founder of Ripple Connects and trainer of Ripple Effect Networking. Establishing and maintaining a strong professional network is critical to you and your organization's success. My techniques will help you stand out so you can create new sales opportunities, develop and sustain meaningful connections, grow your franchise or small business. If you want to schedule Joe McKenzie to speak to your organization, email me, joe.mckenzie@rippleconnects.com. Your network plus my techniques equals more success for you.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. Thanks for making us a part of your weekend on New Beginnings. This is Freddie Bell reminding you that every day is a chance for a new beginning. Goodbye, everybody.